Stella Rosa wines already a favorite to enjoy. They're fun, they're flavored, always good to give and enjoy. And this season, they're helping you celebrate with something special. $500 for you after a hectic, crazy year. You could use it, but $500 also to give to anyone you want to. Maybe someone needs the extra boost right now. Enter to win it. Visit StellaRosaWines.com/wish. Must be 21 or older to enter. No purchase necessary. And please, celebrate responsibly.
Hello, everybody. I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to another exciting edition of The Robinson Show. On the program, I have Sam Peebles. Sam is the creator and host of the Braves Dugout podcast. He's the morning shift contributor for SportsTalkATL.com and a contributor for Tomahawk Take, which is the official Atlanta Braves fan site of the Fan Sided Sports Network. On the program, we discuss the Braves' playoff and World Series run, the World Series parade and celebration, chances for a repeat, and so much more. Sam is coming up after the break. Stay tuned. You're listening to The Robinson Show.
Stella Rosa wines already a favorite to enjoy. They're fun, they're flavored, always good to give and enjoy. And this season, they're helping you celebrate with something special. $500 for you after a hectic, crazy year. You could use it, but $500 also to give to anyone you want to. Maybe someone needs the extra boost right now. Enter to win it. Visit StellaRosaWines.com/wish. Must be 21 or older to enter. No purchase necessary. And please, celebrate responsibly.
Every year, compliance regulations change thousands of times. And every year, ADP makes thousands of seamless platform updates so businesses can focus on everything else, like running their business. Grow stronger with ADP, HR, talent, time, and payroll.
You never want to put all your eggs in one basket. But what if that basket is really, really big? With Shaw's For You, you get a huge basket, big enough for personalized deals on things you like to buy and even a free treat on your birthday. You can earn rewards on nearly all purchases and redeem them for things like free groceries and discounts on gas. So go ahead and put all your eggs in one basket. Become a free Shaw's For You member today. No purchase necessary. Download the Shaw's Deals and Delivery app and feed your joy. Visit Shaw's.com/foryou for program details.
At Harbor, we believe success lies in differing from the crowd. Markets are not fully efficient, and opportunities abound for the skilled investor to exploit with a proactive approach. Being different requires that the right culture, incentives, and people with the right skill sets and temperament all working together.
Learn more about Harbor's approach at harborcapital.com. Investing entails risk, including loss of principal. Past results do not guarantee future performance. Harbor Capital Advisors, Inc.
Celebrate this holiday season with Stella Rosa Wines and make sure you celebrate bigger than ever before. That means not only picking up your usual Stella Rosas, but also grabbing a few bottles of the full sparkling wines like Stella Rosa Black Lux and Moscato Rosé. Just like all Stella Rosa wines, they pair beautifully with any food, any crowd, and any jolly occasion. Pick up your Stella Rosa sparkling wines today.
Celebrate Stella Rosa.
Please celebrate. Respond.
High fly ball to left and goodbye. Soler with a monster blast into left, and the Braves lead 3-0 here in the third.
Too many breaking balls, Joe. He was timing them up, and he got one.
He needs to start going back the other way.
Two balls, two strikes. Christian Javier brings it. There it goes. Swanson touches one off. 5-0 Atlanta here in the fifth.
He too is playing, possibly, on the last year of his contract.
One pitch. Flies into left center field. Well hit back at the wall. It is gone. A home run for Freddie Freeman. How about that?
Set of the tomahawk. 0-2 on the way. Chopper out to Dansby. Dansby throws to first base. Is this happening?
The Atlanta Braves are world champions. The Atlanta Braves have won the 2021 World Series in six games over the Houston Astros. Pure euphoria down on the field as they're bouncing all over the infield and in the booth.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. That audio was courtesy of Major League Baseball and Fox Sports, and also that audio was courtesy of the Atlanta Braves Radio Network. And I'm giving out the last out was Ben Ingram, courtesy of the Braves Radio Network. And to talk more about the World Series run and also other things that have happened with the Atlanta Braves, we want to welcome to the program a gentleman who is the creator and the host of the Braves Dugout podcast and also a contributor for Tomahawk Take, which covers all things related to the Atlanta Braves, Sam Peebles. Sam, welcome to the program.
Hello, how's it going?
It's going well, sir. Thank you so much once again for taking time out of your busy schedule to be on the program. So let's get right to it. What were your takeaways from the Braves playoff and World Series run?
To be honest with you, I was ecstatic just because, you know, with all the injuries and everything that happened, I was going to be excited just for them to make it past the first round of the playoffs. But then as the playoffs began happening and we started seeing Brian Snicker actually listen to his analytics department and actually start looking at things like, okay, these are the bullpen arms that we should be playing in the situation. And he started shifting the lineup around to have the correct matchups versus lefties and righties. I was like, okay, it looks like could be the season, especially with the way that the top three starting pitchers were pitching. That's one thing that the Braves didn't have last year when they came two runs from making it to the World Series, is they did not have solid starting pitching, whereas this year, three guys that could really put them over the top, and it started to have that feel of the 2019 Nationals, and it was really exciting. I'd be lying to you if I said I thought that they'd win the World Series at the beginning of the year.
Yeah, a lot of people expected the Braves to go this far, but not a World Series. I wasn't expecting this, but congratulations to the Braves on winning their first World Series title since 1995. And their playoff run, Sam, was they would go on to beat Milwaukee in the National League Divisional Series 3-1. Then in the National League Championship Series against the Los Angeles Dodgers, man, the defending, beating the champions from the COVID year in 2020, beat them in a 6-game series, and they took down the Astros in the World Series in 6 games, 4-2. I want to continue more about this World Series run. I mean, the bats were swinging in this World Series matchup against the Astros. I want to start off with the MVP of the World Series, Jorge Soler. What a postseason run he had. Just give me your thoughts on Jorge and his play.
Well, it was really interesting when they made that trade, because that's one thing I'd like to think that I specialize in, is looking at potential trade scenarios. And Soler was not even on my radar with, you know, the Braves being a National League team and him basically being a DH. But then when you really looked at his numbers and saw, like, what the Braves basically got him for free. And the reason they were able to do so is because he was having a down year. But if you looked at things like his batting average of balls in play, it was the lowest it had ever been in his career. And what that means is that he was extremely unlucky. If someone tells you there's no such thing as luck in baseball, they're lying to you. There's times when you can continue to swing the bat the same exact way, but the balls just aren't falling. And that was happening to him all season long. And the Braves analytics department saw that. They knew that he'd increase his production, and he did. Now, to say that I thought once they made that trade that he was going to be the World Series MVP, absolutely not. There's no way I could have predicted that. But it was really fun to see, especially considering, you know, losing one of the best players in the league in Ronald Acuna. If Ronald Acuna had not been injured, Jorge Soler most likely would not have been on the Braves. And so just to see, you know, Alex Anthopoulos to be able to take such a huge loss in Ronald Acuna and be able to make those trade deadline acquisitions to bring in the eventual NLCS and World Series MVPs onto the same team in the same year is astonishing to me, and I loved every second of it.
Indeed, it is astonishing, Sam. And, you know, the Fall Classic always brings about some unsung heroes, and Jorge Soler was one of them, and also another unsung hero and a gentleman that really raised his raised his notoriety up during the postseason was Dansby Swanson. What a postseason that he had during the playoff run and the World Series run. And I know Dansby is an Atlanta native. Give me your thoughts on Dansby and his play during the postseason.
Well, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm a bit of a Dansby Swanson critic. And what I mean by that is that I think he gets a little bit overhyped for what he is. He is a glove-first player with some pop. And as long as the Braves continue to utilize him in that number seven, number eight spot, and that's the only – and that is his role, he does well at his role. Dansby Swanson had his role in the postseason, and he played it well. And he – unfortunately, if you look at his regular season – it wasn't very good, so he got hot at the right time. Now, that was really what happened, is he got hot at the right time in the postseason, and he came through really when he needed to. And it was great to see because, you know, Dansby Swanson is a very likable guy. Everybody loves Dansby Swanson for good reason. He seems to be a really genuinely good guy. He is a major league talent. I just think with that number one pick attached to his name, people think, put him up on this pedestal that they shouldn't be doing. He gets... I guess what I'm trying to get at is he gets overhyped, and it's not his fault. He has a role. He plays it well. He did it in the postseason, and he got hot when he needed to, and I'm really excited for him.
Yeah, and another person that got hot at the right time, at Eddie Rosario, in the series, especially against the Dodgers and the NLCS, and of course, he did his thing in the World Series, but man, he came through in the clutch in the NLCS with the Braves beating the Dodgers. Give me your thoughts on Eddie's play in the postseason.
Oh, yeah, that was huge. I mean, Eddie Rosario, I would say, is one of the more underrated players in the league, just simply because he played for the Twins. And that, with it not being such a large market team, he doesn't get a lot of notoriety across the league. But he has had down MVP votes multiple times. He's a very solid player. In fact, last year, I really wanted the Braves to pick him up in the offseason. And whenever they were able to trade for him for basically just a salary dump, I was ecstatic. I knew that I couldn't say they'd be an NLCS MVP, but I knew he was a huge pickup, that he had massive surplus value. And so for him to come through in the NLCS like he did, man, that was just awesome, especially in the places that he did, because it was starting to look like, oh, man, are the Dodgers going to do what they did last year and come back and beat the Braves again? This is going to be devastating. But then Eddie Rosario came through in a big way multiple times, not just like one big hit. He had multiple hits in that series. And he was deserving of that honor, and I'm so happy that the Braves picked him up at the deadline, or that wouldn't have happened.
Yeah, that was a clutch move for the Braves to pick up Eddie, Sam. And, of course, Eddie picked up, as he mentioned earlier, was the MVP of the NLCS, the National League Championship Series. Another person that had a big postseason run for the Braves was Adam Duvall. Give me your thoughts on Adam and how his play.
Well, I think the big thing for him is that he is sneakily one of the best defensive outfielders in all of Major League Baseball. And so not only does he have massive power, he has great defense. And it was kind of odd because they were sitting him a few more times than I would have in the postseason at first, because it's not about who scores the most runs in the postseason or regular season. It's about who scores more runs than their opponent in that in particular game. And you have to have great defense to do that. And with Ronald Acuna out, having to start basically a DH in Jorge Soler out in right field, it was really odd that they didn't play Duvall more than they did. Now, Duvall does get a little bit more love than I would give him offensively, just because he never gets on base. He's basically, you hit a home run or you don't get on base. But with the one thing that really set him apart this year and really helped the Braves in the postseason is that they didn't need to depend on his bat, because he was so good defensively that when he did come through with the bat, it was really icing on the cake. And it was icing on the cake. And he came in through when he needed to. And that combination of excellent glove with the pop that he had was the perfect combination to help the Braves win a World Series.
All right, and I want to move along now to Travis d'Arnaud. Travis has been a journeyman in Major League Baseball, New York Mets, playing a season with the Dodgers and the Rays, and this is his second year, completed his second season with the Atlanta Braves. Just give me your thoughts on Travis and his play during the postseason.
So for the postseason, it's difficult to read because he was injured for most of the season, and as a catcher, he hurt his hand. And, you know, any position, your hand is important, but a catcher is especially important, you know. And how much did that affect his play versus how much did he regress? He didn't have that great of a postseason. He didn't have that great of the limited amount of time he had to play. And honestly, 2020, it's hard to read. You know, that was by far his best season. He is an anomaly to me. He's very hard to read because I cannot tell was his 2020 a fluke? Was his downplay in 2021 a fluke? What's going on? I think it's smart the Braves picked up Manny Pena this year as an insurance policy, but it was great to see Travis d'Arnaud back out there because, I mean, the Braves are used to having solid catcher production, and this year they did not. So Travis d'Arnaud, even with a down year, you could arguably say he still is a huge upgrade for a giant hole in the Braves lineup. So even a below average Travis d'Arnaud was a huge upgrade to the Atlanta Braves for what they're used to in the regular season. And that was a very welcome sight to see him out there.
All right. I want to talk now about Austin Riley. We mentioned some of the other players that came through in the clutch in the postseason for Atlanta, such as Jorge Soler and, of course, with Eddie Rosario. But Austin Riley came through in the clutch, especially in the NLCS against the Dodgers. Just give me a thought about your thoughts about Austin's run in the postseason.
So first of all, I have to admit that I was kind of down on Austin Riley before this year. His metrics were bad. He was the worst defensive third baseman in the league from a defensive metric standpoint. And then this year, the way he came out playing, statistically speaking, it is the most improvement I've ever seen in my entire life. And I'm not exaggerating. I'm legitimately saying the difference between 2020 Austin Riley and 2021 Austin Riley is the biggest improvement I've ever seen in a player in my entire life. That being said, he didn't do as many flashy things as Jorge Soler or Eddie Rosario in the NLCS, but if Austin Riley was not on that team, the Braves would not have won that series, I don't think. I mean, like you said, he came in with just, even if it was singles here and there, he kept the drives alive, he kept the game alive when he needed to, he was there defensively when he needed to, and he obviously wasn't the MVP, but he was a huge core piece of the Atlanta Braves' success in the postseason. I truly do not believe the Braves would have won the World Series or even made it to the World Series if it wasn't for Austin Riley, and I couldn't be more happy with his improvement.
Rightfully so, and you mentioned about one of the impact players during the first half of the year for the Braves, Ronald Acuña. Ronald, of course, suffered a season-ending injury, but the other speedster on the team is Ozzie Albies, and Ozzie had an all-star year this year, and Ozzie did his thing in the postseason, especially when it came to stealing bases. Give me your thoughts on Ozzie's postseason run.
That was really interesting. Ozzie Albies was one of the most interesting things to me because Ozzie Albies absolutely crushes lefties, but he struggles with right-handed pitching. He has his whole career, and it didn't change this year, even in the postseason. In fact, even when he had that hitting streak in the postseason, he still was struggling against right-handed pitching. But one thing that Brian Snicker did finally near the end there with the World Series is he put Ozzie Albies in the seven hole against right-handed pitching. And that was not a knock on Ozzie Albies. What that was doing was he was setting Ozzie Albies up for success. He didn't need to be the big pressure guy batting in the top four spots anywhere against the right-handed pitching in the World Series when he hasn't hit right-handed pitching well his entire career. He could just sit back, pressure off of him, and succeed, and he did. And that adjustment there was huge. It helped the team, and it gave Austin Riley the best tools to be successful, and Ozzie Albies was successful with that change. And I think he was a huge key impact player, especially since they moved him to the seven hole. And when they played against lefties, he absolutely crushed them just like he has all year long.
All right, and speaking of crushing it all year long, Freddie Freeman. I mean, Freddie has been with the Atlanta Braves organization since 2010 and someone that's been an impact player for so long, multiple All-Star games, a league, winning the league, the National League MVP in the COVID year, a Gold Glove winner, a Silver Slugger Award winner, a Hank Aaron Award winner. I mean, he's built up so many accolades and so many achievements, but he had yet to win the big one. Well, guess what? He won it, won the big one, won the World Series. Give me your thoughts on Freddie and his play during the postseason.
I think if nothing else, he was a steady rock for people to lean on. I mean, people knew that. And, man, that home run against Josh Hader was absolutely massive. I mean, no one hits Josh Hader. No one does. And then for Freddie Freeman to come in such a critical position and hit that, it was just huge. And it's going to be really interesting because, you know, with the looming free agency, he's technically a free agency right now with this lockdown. I mean, man, if the Braves don't bring him back, it's going to be terrible. But if nothing else, the Braves fans should be happy for the years that they did have him, because even in the down years when the Braves were bad, at least we had Freddie Freeman to watch. And but yes, Freddie Freeman was the rock that the team needed, especially with the other key player in Ronald Acuna being gone. Freddie Freeman was people could lean on for a steady rock, and it was really something special to see him finally win that World Series after winning the MVP. And I think what that has done is now, if he wasn't already, which I believe he was in the trajectory, if he continues the career like he is, he might quite possibly make it into the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, rightfully so. And, man, they need to bring him back whenever they can get this lockout situation is taken care of. They've got to lock Freddie down back, hopefully to finish his career with the Braves. Because, I mean, if they lose him, it's going to be some trouble in the ATL, man. But I want to move along now just briefly to the pitching rotation. Max Fried. Max Fried had a decent postseason run for the Braves. Just give me your thoughts on his performance in the postseason.
So, interestingly, he got rocked that one outing. And there was a lot of rumors that he was showing his pitching or tipping his pitching. And after he got word of that, he went, figured out what he was doing wrong, and the next game he absolutely dominated. So other than that one game where he just got rocked, where people believe that he was tipping his pitches, he was absolutely great. And what's interesting is when he first came up, we didn't really see him as a potential ace of the staff. We saw him as maybe kind of like the number two or three behind Mike Soroka. Max Fried has really stepped up from a pitching standpoint on that side of the ball. He was the postseason MVP. I mean, Charlie Morton did his part, but he got hurt. So, you know, he wasn't able to continue to pitch. But without Max Fried, I don't know. He was the pitching MVP for sure.
All right, and I want to move along now to somebody that was clutch in this game. They always say pitching is a key component to the postseason, and Will Smith. Will Smith did his thing. I mean, picking up several saves in the NLDS as well as a save in the NLCS, and did his thing in the World Series as well. Just give me your thoughts on Will's play in the postseason.
It was absolutely fantastic. It was really nice. And fun fact, he graduated from my alma mater, so go Will Smith. But anyways, it was really interesting to see, because in the regular season, a lot of people were giving him flack, rightfully so, because, you know, his ERA was well above four for some points of the season. And we were starting to wonder, you know, he's got a big contract. But the thing is relief pitchers, their ERA can be inflated because they don't pitch as often as starting pitchers. They're also very volatile. If you look at his underlying metrics, like his expected fielding independent pitching, his expected ERA, his velocity, all that stuff, pitching a lot better than his actual numbers were showing. So what that meant was over time, he would start getting better. His on-field results would start getting better if he continued to pitch that way. And that, mixed with Brian Snicker finally listening to the analytics department and figuring out, okay, here's the situations where we need to put him in, and these are the type of pitches he needs to pitch in these situations, it all came together at the right time. And, you know, it started to look like, okay, maybe it was a good idea to keep Will Smith in there as the closer. I mean, you get that 1-2 punch of Tyler Matzek followed by Will Smith in the postseason, and that was just absolutely dominant, and it was a huge factor in the success of the Atlanta Braves postseason. I mean, the entire postseason, really.
Yeah, you're absolutely right about that. And I was going to mention the next gentleman, and Tyler Matzek. Again, he was clutch in the NLDS against Milwaukee, and then, of course, he made his presence felt in the World Series. Just give me your thoughts on Tyler's play in the postseason.
Well, his story is fantastic because he almost lost his job because, you know, of the yips. And the Braves gave him a chance. And when the Braves roster got announced in 2020 that Tyler Matzek was going to be on it, I didn't even, to be honest, I was like, who? Who's that? Why is he on the opening day roster? What's going on here? Aren't the Braves trying to win? And then of course, he proved me wrong. But it was really cool to see that. I mean, he was the guy. Jackson were the two guys throughout the year that they really could depend on. Him and then A.J. Minter, for some reason, is just a completely different animal in the postseason. And you combine that, and the Braves went from early in the season having one of the worst bullpens to in the postseason having the best bullpen. And it wasn't particularly close either. It was really cool to see that Tyler Matzek, the guy that almost didn't have a job in MLB due to having the yips, comes around and was arguably the bullpen's MVP. Either him or Will Smith. It was such a cool story to see. And he seems like such a fun guy in the clubhouse. Everyone seems to love him and just love his tenacity. And it was really cool to see.
All right, awesome. And definitely that concluded the big postseason run, the 2021 season for the Atlanta Braves as they win their first World Series championship since 1995. Now, Sam, I got to ask you about the World Series parade and celebration. Did you have an opportunity to watch it? Were you in Atlanta when it all went down?
Unfortunately, I was not in Atlanta, but I did get to watch it. It's just a bizarre thing because, you know, who – you won a World Series, but actually seeing the parade happening, it's kind of surreal to know that, whoa, this is actually happening, a World Series parade in Atlanta for the Atlanta Braves. You know, it's been, what, since 1995, 26 years, you know, in the making. So it's kind of surreal. And I wasn't even there.
Wow. I want to ask you, like, as those were you a little upset that the trucks were just zooming by through the streets of downtown Atlanta? Do you wish that they would have slowed the parade down just a tad bit so you can get an opportunity to just kind of soak in the atmosphere of while you were watching it?
Kind of yes and no. I mean, it would have been nice to have them slow down because you would be able to soak it in a little bit longer. But at the same time, you're just so excited that it's happening that it's almost like you're just happy this is happening in the first place. In hindsight, yeah, it would have been cool to slow them down. But at the end of the day, just excited that it's happening in the first place.
Awesome. And then what were your takeaways from the celebration? I know Brian Snitker and some of the other players shared their thoughts on winning the championship, especially Jock Peterson. He was very excited in more ways than one. But what were your takeaways from the celebration at Truist Park?
Well, it was kind of interesting because, first of all, multiple people made the statement, re-sign Freddie Freeman, which I thought was really cool. It just goes to his character that how bad they want Freddie Freeman on that team. And just the amount of people that said that wasn't just because they wanted to win, but because they wanted Freddie Freeman as a teammate. So that says some good things about him. To the Jock Peterson thing, it was kind of – obviously it is controversial, and there was young kids watching. And so, yeah, maybe he shouldn't have said that. But at the same time, I mean, I don't want to defend it, but at the same time, we live in the 21st century. Kids are going to hear that word. And as a parent, if you don't agree with it, you could just say, hey, he was excited, we don't say that word. is not that huge of a deal to me. To be honest, it was kind of funny, if I'm being honest. But, it was just embracing the moment. I mean, people celebrate in different ways, and that's the way he celebrated. And, I don't know, it was an awesome celebration.
Or another tip, Sam, just cover your ears. Cover their ears, in other words. If you don't want them to hear something, any slip-ups, just cover their ears, and you can't go wrong with that as well. So definitely the Braves enjoyed themselves at the World Series parade and celebration. And Brian Snitker, he got up and spoke in front of the crowd that enjoyed themselves, and he also made a mention of a possible repeat. What do you think the chances are of the Braves repeating as a World Series champ, Sam?
I would say, just going off of history, it is very slim, and that's not a knock on the Braves by any means. But if you go look at all major sports in the past 26 years, in the last 21 years, there has been 16 unique champions. So in 21 years, 16 different winners. That leads all major sports. And the way that Major League Baseball is set up, it's just really freaking hard to repeat. And so, do I think it's likely that the Braves will repeat? No. And it's not a knock on the Braves, like I said. It's just math. Do the Braves have a chance with Mike Soroka and Ronald Acuna coming back? And if they can re-sign Freddie Freeman and fill a few holes here and there? Absolutely. They are the best. They have won their division this many years in a row. They should be the favorite to win it again. And they've got their core starting pitching coming back. They're still looking good. There is a very good chance, but it's definitely not a certainty.
Yeah, it's so tough to win in professional sports, Sam, and you just never know. It applies in the NFL, the NBA, the NHL, and, of course, Major League Baseball. It's always tough, man. The teams just get better year in and year out thanks to free agency. Now, I got to ask you, when was the last time you've been to Atlanta for a Braves game?
The last time I was able to go was I believe it was game 2 of the NLDS versus the Cardinals, with Mike Fultanowicz pitching the best game of his life, with Adam Duvall hitting that bomb against Jack Flaherty and the crowd going wild. I was not able to go to a game this year, unfortunately, as much as I wanted to. I just had a kid, so it was really hard to get there. But, that was the last time I went.
Oh, awesome. Well, congratulations on being a brand new father. And the reason why I was asking you that question was because, you know, tailgating is a part of sports. And I just want to know, what type of items are served at an Atlanta Braves home game?
Well, Atlanta Braves home games are awesome compared to what they used to be. Now they created the Battery, because honestly, you don't even have to tailgate to have a good time, because the way that the Battery is set up, you don't have to bring anything. I mean, there's bars all over the place. There's restaurants all over the place. People are just out there partying, having a good time right in front of the stadium, and you don't even need to bring anything. It's a party after every game, and it's a party before every game, and you just show up and enjoy it.
Awesome. What type of food do you enjoy eating at a Braves game?
The Braves have – my favorite thing that they had – randomly is they have chicken and waffles, which is absolutely delicious, and their pizza is really good too. Favorite dish at any sports game would be a Philly cheesesteak.
Oh, wow, that's awesome, man. Philly cheesesteak, pizza, you can't go wrong with that. And chicken and waffles, man, how Atlanta that is, man. You got to love it. And again, he is Sam. Yep. He's my man, Sam. It's my man, Sam Peebles, the creator and host of the Braves Dugout Podcast and the contributor for Tomahawk Take. Sam, thank you so much once again for taking time out of your busy schedule to be on the program. Just tell everybody what you do at Braves Dugout and also at Tomahawk Take.
Awesome. So, I created and I host the Braves Dugout Podcast. You can find that anywhere that you get podcasts, whether it's Apple or Spotify, iHeartRadio, wherever. Doing pretty well. I'm the number one sports podcast on Good Pods. If you know what that is, I'm verified on Good Pods, so check it out. I also write for Tomahawk Take and Sports Talk ATL. I contribute to them as much as I possibly can, and I also make weekly appearances on the local ESPN radio station. So, yeah, I'd love if you'd check out some of my content. I put a lot of time into researching to make sure to help us grow as fans of the Braves and of baseball. So thanks for having me on.
You're welcome. Awesome. And one more time, Sam, tell everybody where they can find you on social media as well as Braves Dugout, Sports Talk ATL, also Tomahawk Take, and any websites that you have. Let the listeners know that as well.
Awesome. You can find me on Twitter at SPeebles Sports, so SPeebles Sports. You can find Braves Dugout Podcast literally wherever you get your podcast from. And then TomahawkTake.com has a lot of my articles, as well as SportsTalkATL.com. You can find all my work there. Honestly, my name is so unique, you can just Google it, and you'll find all of it.
Awesome, and you heard it from him. He is Sam Peebles. He is the creator and host of the Braves Dugout Podcast, also contributor to the Morning Shift for Sports Talk ATL, and also a contributor for Tomahawk Take, giving us the 411 on the magnificent 2021 Atlanta Braves postseason run. Sam, this was a lot of fun. Thank you so much once again. And if ever you want to come back on, just feel free to let us know.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me. I always enjoy talking about the Braves.
All right. You're welcome. We'll be back with more right after this.
All right.
High fly ball to left and goodbye. Soler with a monster blast into left, and the Braves lead 3-0 here in the third.
He needs to start going back the other way. Two balls, two strikes. Christian Javier brings it. There it goes. Swanson touches one off. 5-0 Atlanta here in the fifth. He too is playing, possibly, on the last year of his contract. One pitch. Flies into left center field. Well hit back at the wall. It is gone. A home run for Freddie Freeman. How about that? Set of the Tomahawk. 0-2 on the way. Chopper out to Dansby. Dansby throws to first base. Is this happening? It is. The Atlanta Braves are world champions. The Atlanta Braves have won the 2021 World Series in 6 games over the Houston Astros. Pure euphoria down on the field as they're bouncing off.
Jorge, thank you for being with us. First of all, you guys, te voy a decir en español primero. Después que pierden en la casa, ¿cómo es posible que ustedes se recuperan de la manera que lo hicieron hoy? After losing at home, and a lot of people thinking you lost the momentum, what happened today? How were you able to do what you did today?
Perdimos en la casa y, ¿sabes? Todavía teníamos la ventaja 3-2 y dijimos que no íbamos a jugar dos juegos aquí. La mente era ganar hoy el primer juego aquí, gracias a Dios se dio.
We knew that we lost at home, but the most important thing for us was we knew that there was not going to be a Game 7. We wanted to end it today on Game 6.
We did it! We did it! We are world champions! I'm sure myself and every one of these guys up here want to thank you for your support, the energy that you provide us all year long. And it is. It's just like the same thing I'll reiterate, like I told these guys the other night. Boys, you are world champions for the rest of your life. Congratulations, and thank you, Brave Country.
Whatever business you're in, growth isn't just about getting bigger. At ADP, we believe it's about getting stronger by turning data into insights so you can build teams that work as teams. By using our AI technology to help catch payroll errors before they're errors. And by keeping ahead of thousands of changing regulations so you can keep ahead of everything else. ADP helps businesses like yours grow stronger every day. ADP, HR talent, time, and payroll.
You coming to bed, hon?
Yep, honey, I'll be right there. Just got to turn out the light. Ow! 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 Ah! Ah!
Some things never change. Like your kids always leaving tiny toys on the floor for you to step on. And Geico saving folks lots of money on their car insurance.
Sweetie, I think I left the downstairs light on.
Please don't make me go.
15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
All right, that's going to do it for another exciting edition of The Robinson Show. Once again, a big special thank you to Sam Peebles. Sam is the creator and host of the Braves Dugout podcast, the morning show, the morning shift contributor for SportsTalkATL.com, and a contributor for Tomahawk Take, which is the official Atlanta Braves fan site of the FanSided Sports Network. Thanks again to Sam for giving us the full insights on the great 2021 Atlanta Braves season and their playoff and World Series run. Until next time, remember, put God first in everything you do, and you can't go wrong. Until next time, stick to the script. I'm out. Peace.
At ADP, we work with more than 860,000 companies worldwide. That gives us a pretty good idea of how to help businesses grow stronger. Whether it's through data insights that help you make informed decisions about building a team that works better as a team, or by keeping you ahead of thousands of changing regulations so you can keep ahead of everything else. Like building that better team. Grow stronger with ADP. HR, talent, time, and payroll.
Stella Rosa wines already a favorite to enjoy. They're fun, they're flavored, always good to give and enjoy. And this season, they're helping you celebrate with something special. $500 for you after a hectic, crazy year. You could use it, but $500 also to give to anyone you want to. Maybe someone needs the extra boost right now. Enter to win it. Visit StellaRosaWines.com/wish. Must be 21 or older to enter. No purchase necessary. And please celebrate responsibly.